Alright friends, I have a timer on my phone that's set to 5 minutes and 5 seconds, and I started it with the start of this episode. So when the timer goes off, this episode is done. And hereby I welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And I don't know how long I'll be able to keep this going for, but yes, this title is still a continuation of the sexy theme. And since you are listening, my sex sells strategy kind of works. I don't know if I should be sad or happy about it, or if I should just recognize and, you know, go with the fact that that's simply the way it is. Sex will always sell, and there's probably nothing wrong about that. However, let's talk about the really important things. This episode is called Stripped with No Filter for a particularly non-sexual reason. I've just come to the realization lately that we sort of limit ourselves often, and we show ourselves with a filter on Instagram as well as in real life. And what happens when we remove the filters is pure magic. And this may sound strange, but there's something about authenticity and something about speaking your truth that nothing else can compensate for, I guess. And when you remove your filter, when you are purely yourself, you reach people on a whole different level. And you're going to polarize more than you realize because you are just authentically yourself. And I have developed this core belief, and I cannot stress it enough, and that's that nothing bad has ever come of telling the truth. You have nothing to lose when you tell the truth. The truth will always win. The truth will always bring light to the world and the people around you. And, you know, sometimes it may hurt temporarily, but you'll always, always, always be more thankful for having heard the truth, even though it was tough in that moment, than having been sold a lie, and who knows for how long. So I can only encourage you, be true to yourself and remove the filters, remove the ego things that you think you need, status symbols or an image that you create that isn't really you. I'm not talking about stopping being an artist and expressing yourself in a creative way. It's just, stop trying to convince other people you're different than you actually are. Stop convincing other people of your worth. Because first of all, it's not your obligation to convince anyone of anything. You are worthy of love and of everything that you desire by nature, through the fact that you were born. And you don't need to do anything in order to deserve feeling loved and receiving the gifts of life. But also stop pretending you're at a different place in your life than you are. I think there's nothing more beautiful than showing that you are in the process of creating something, that you are maybe lost and don't really know where to go, but you're just embracing that and you are empowering other people by owning up to it. Because you are you, and that's kind of cool. And it's not kind of cool, it's really, really cool. The only thing that really matters in this lifetime is being who you are. I mean, that's all we have, really. I read a quote the other day and I reposted it on my Tumblr. I'm going to check it out right now because it really dealt with that particular expression of being who you really are. And it's by Joseph Campbell. And it's, the privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. Just think about that. You only live once right now in the way that you do. And it would be a waste of your time and your precious energy and your precious lifetime to be something or someone you're not. So just embrace yourself the way you are. And, you know, strip your soul of every kind of mask and your face and your voice of any kind of filter and show yourself the way you are. And just see what happens. Some people are going to leave your life. Thank them for it. Some people are going to step into your life. Thank them for it. But most importantly, you're going to look into the mirror and you'll see yourself. And I think There is nothing better and more precious than that